was to demonstrate of telling you what time it is as we're going as he was going through his performance. Because, like I said, he represents Asar, right? He represents the resurrection process. So it was not a coincidence that there's a picture that I had of Dr. Malachi Z. York. If you watch the Golden Gate video, he's basically showing you the two comedic devices in his hand that represents Aries and Libra. When you go through Aries and Libra, that's the Golden Gate to the abode of the Most High. Because during that time period of Libra, that is basically the embodiment of the Golden Age, because it's all based on balance and reset, which is a righteous energy by way of right knowledge. So that was represented by Kung Fu Kenny, Kendrick Lamar, right? So don't forget about the red energy, because she represents China, she represents Iran, she represents the red horse, she also represents Mars. Because Mars is a warring energy, and a warring energy makes you at keeps you at a low vibrational state, right? And the A, like I said, represents a SAR. It doesn't have nothing to do with a record label. It's a multi-dimensional metaphor. It could have something to do with the record label. It could have something to do about A minor, but I know for damn sure it has something to do with a SAR, because it's not a coincidence, like Sister Myra said, that this is the 59th Super Bowl, 9 plus 5 equals 14. The 14th of the 14th piece of Asar when he was resurrected in the 9 year, right? So Asar was resurrected from the dead and took his place on the throne of judgment during the waning of the heart in the underworld. The waning of the heart, when you're talking about the scales of Mayat that deals with Tahuti, right? Because Tahuti, he is the wife of Mayat. So 0 point energy, balance by way of the heart chakra, using your emotions as a navigation system to ascend out of the three-dimensional plane. That's what this is all about. Because his name is Lucifer. He's Red Horse, Revelation 64, right? He is known as the Red Wing. They want to keep you at a warring energy. Lucifer, the god of war. War is an anagram for the word Mars. It's a mirror flip. Right, so this is why Elon Musk pushing the Mars energy with the red magazine. Look at the symbolism, the colorology. Then when you go to Zechariah 1:7, Zechariah 1:8, it says Lucifer flying in red horse. So this is basically talking about it. They're showing you all throughout. Those are the ones that are basically prepared. So it also, like I said, the red energy also corresponds with Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog is basically the personification of the Carmonians, which is Iran and Iraq. And Gomer is connected to the Gentile, who is Esau, that is also associated with Russia and China, right? Because they basically come from the same bloodline, the abomination of desolation. Right? So that's why the Red Hulk is our government by way of destabilization. So in my poem, I was talking about in order to ascend. Remember, I was telling I said that the tyrannical system of European colonization promotes black degradation. The frustration is the alchemical resource to the supplication, because supplication brings you grace. Grace is gratitude, meaning that you're humble enough to create energetic boundaries because you understand the perception of life so much to the point where you're able to tap into your true gifts and your energy, which is basically going to create this covenant that connects you right back to the planet, because it's your birthright, right? By way of Levitical law. So that's why it's imperative to understand that part of it. But like I said, it corresponds with Esau, the red man, Hulk, the propagation of Mars, the red energy. Because when you understand the inception of where these beings came from, as far as like, genetic splicing and genetic modification and things of that nature, a lot of the genetics experiments came from Mars, and then they brought these entities, or these lunar beings, they brought them to planet Earth, right? That's also a part of the story as well. So, like I said, Lucifer, the god of war, right? And war is associated with Mars, which is a red energy. the red energy propagated by Elon Musk, which is being the red horse. So, also, another thing, Apophis, like I said, when you understand the foundational blueprint of what Apophis is, Apophis is where the time where a human becomes God, right? So that means that you have to be vibrating at a certain frequency. So in the old 1980s movie, the Predator, he basically unalived anything that was vibrating on the frequency of red. Anything that was vibrating on a low vibrational frequency, he basically eradicated it, basically. Meaning that he was basically cleansing the planet Earth, but they made him look like a villain in the movie when really he was basically cleansing the Earth of anything that was basically had a parasitical energy. So that's why, when you understand the vision of Predator, everything that he's seeing was on a vibration of red. If you wasn't vibrating high enough, if you was vibrating at a high vibrational frequency, your aura and your energetic morphic field is going to be green. He didn't kill those entities. Anything that harmonized on a lower frequency, he basically unalived, right? So that's why it's imperative to understand that as we're going through this ascension process, right, you gotta be activating your macabre vibrations that's connected to the map of consciousness, to where you're not bounded by the weak forces and you're connected to an energetic etheric network of power, to where you're corresponding with the vibrations of green, light blue, dark blue, and purple, not the energy of red. This is why they're pushing the red energy so much, right? Because they're trying to supplicate your emotions to where it transmutes into a weakness. Because when you're at a low vibrational state, you're at war with yourself. When you're basically at war with yourself, you got the Mars energy, right? That's why they're pushing that so much. So you got to understand that. Now, remember I was telling you guys that you got the planetary alignment happening in February, created this three-dimensional construct that works in tandem with Saturn and the moon. So that is the silver key because it's connected to the square, right? The square is a form of entrapment, right? Because it works in tandem with the firmament. It works in tandem with the cosmic clock. It works in tandem with the physical world, which is Earth, which is the demiurge. Hell, you got to break out of the square. Now, for those coming in, like I said, I'm gonna give a brief rundown after I give my demonstration of what took place in my experience at the 9th Reef El Bay. Unfortunately, they wasn't able to come. Salute to Cam Bada. He had an amazing performance. Sister Myra, she closed out the event when he was doing his demonstration on spoken word. His spoken word was intrinsic. And Dr. B Serious, you know what I'm saying? He had, some of the most, angelic energy, that I experienced, because he had an event after the next day when we all went up to the park and he played the drums and he was giving out his edification. So it was really good energy. And then you had Billy Carson in the building, a master teacher. So Billy Carson, me and him, we got something in the works coming pretty soon. Me and him is gonna do a video, or he's gonna interview me, and he's supposed to be flying me out to not California, but Florida, and we're gonna do something in person eventually. So me and Billy Carson, we got something in the works pretty soon, actually. So the Nine Ether God Fest, it was a beautiful turnout. Salute to Brother Rich. Salute to KT. KT was out there with his products. Salute to Erin Lyons. I didn't get to meet her. I seen her as she was leaving. I got to talk to Bro Yosef for a little bit, and me and him got something in the works. So it's imperative that we get together doing events like this, because it basically combats the incantations that they try to do by way of rituals when you're talking about the Super Bowl. Right? Because there was a different energy in the atmosphere. Everybody felt like they was on the same frequency at the Nine Ether God Fest. So if there's another event, do not miss the next one. It's just good to be in an atmosphere around like-minded people, because when you're around like-minded people and we on the same frequency, that creates Oregon energy. Oregon energy is when you connect to the space-time continuum, because it has the ability to manipulate physical matter. That is the human consciousness that's basically squaring a circle to where the spiritual plane is merging in with the physical plane by way of our consciousness harmonizing together. That's why it's imperative for everybody to come together when it comes to events like this. This is important. It's not all about just, people just getting together and having fun and stuff. No, this is serious, right? We're not just coming together just for, for shits and giggles. This is a, we understand the timeline that we're basically living on. So if you was at the Nine Ether God Fest, put 999 in the chat, put 999 in the chat. And if you're new to the channel, hit that like and hit that subscribe button. So like I said, for those coming in, I'm gonna give a brief synopsis. I'm gonna give a brief synopsis for those coming in. Now, the embodiment of this video is basically demonstrating the fact that Apophis is basically the blueprint to the Golden Age, where a human becomes God by way of spiritual metamorphosis that basically corresponds with our genetics. Basically, talking about Wormwood, the Great Destroyer, when you understand biblical context, or Planet X, or the Mothership, that basically denotes the fact that it's going to be a new intelligence that's going to hit the planet. Because, like I said, human consciousness has the ability to manipulate physical matter, which is going to create chaos. That's why Apophis is also known as the God of Chaos, because the chaotic energy is going to extract a new transmission and an intelligence on the planet that is going to manipulate everything in third, step into the space-time continuum and your etheric self and your auric self and your emotional self, or to where you're able to ascend out of the gematria body to where you connect with the flower of life by squaring a circle, being able to think outside the box. So that's what this is all about. Apophis is also known as the serpent, right? When you understand comedic spirituality, he is also known as the serpent god and not depicted as a human. This is all in correspondence with Ophiuchus, because Ophiuchus is also known as the serpent bird, right? Which is basically a form of intelligence by way of the regeneration spinal fire that strikes the pineal gland. Because that spinal fire is the serpent within you. So everything is basically a microcosm of the macrocosm, right? So you got to re-watch this video because it corresponds with this one. I put this video out 2 weeks ago. And then you got the February 28th planetary alignments coming up that represents the silver key, right? So, like I said, it's one of those things where, you got to go into the energy of self-realization, right? Because we are right now at the time where we got incarnation, because, like I said, karma works in tandem with the law of thermodynamics. You still associated with everybody that's connected to the Metatronic overlay, which is basically the embodiment of the third dimension, which is the demiurge that is controlled by the archons. Right? So everything that's taking place on the planet right now is actually a form of prophetic divination on the timeline of eschatology. This is the timeline where you must resurrect yourself by way of rebirth to activate the Christ consciousness. You got to break out of this encryption over the brain, right? You got to get away from everything that's connected to a dualistic energy. You got to follow the path of Lalut, which is the path of the middle way. 0 point energy, because when you follow the path of Lalu, you unlock parts of yourself, you unlock certain codons, you unlock certain neural synapses that creates more neurons in the brain. More neurons in the brain creates magnetites and dendrites, more crystals in the brain, which creates the crown of thorns around your head that's connected to the cerebellum, which is the neocortex, which makes you the one to ascend out of this matrix when you activate the nine ether. When you activate the nine ether, right, that means you have ascension rights.
Long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. Call help and all the good memories. Thanks for the courage taking on another day. When I used to not believe, but now I know about grace. Stay away from the fire, cause the flames is better than the medicine for seven different treatments. Niggas try to ride away, but end up getting seasick. The sleep can feel my words like Braille, and they're awakened with the penmanship behind. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I left.